This is China's first tax clearly designed for environmental protection. The new tax replaces the pollutant discharge fee, which authorities have been collecting for nearly 40 years. Professor Lan Hong with Renmin University says the new rules bring more standardized legal support for the fight against pollution.
The new environment tax system is more serious and intensive in execution. Previously, companies that refused to pay their pollutant discharge fees only received a minor administrative punishment. Now, if enterprises fail to pay taxes, it means they're violating the law, which is a much more serious situation.
China had been collecting a pollutant discharge fee since 1979. However, some local governments exploited the loopholes and exempted companies that were big contributors to their fiscal revenues. For years, regulators have been suggesting replacing the fee system with tighter restrictions. The newly released tax is part of a broader plan to create a green financial and taxation system to promote pollution control. Bia Tao is an official with the Ministry of Environmental Protection.
Under the new system, the amount of tax is determined at the provincial level but still needs to be reported to the central government. The principle is that companies with high pollutant discharges will pay more, others will pay less. Pollutant discharges below half of the standard amount means taxes will also be cut in half. Discharges below 70% of the standard amount will see taxes cut by 25%.
The environmental protection tax targets companies and the public institutions that discharges pollutants directly into the environment. Companies will also have to pay for producing noise, air and water pollutants, as well as solid waste. Chan Jiwen with China's Development Research Center at the State Council says the new tax system should help the structural adjustment of certain industries.
After the implementation, the economy will definitely be impacted, especially for some contamination-generating industries. Air, water, and solid waste-related companies will need to be careful. Even though the tax amount will be similar to the previous pollutant discharge fees, it is expected to increase in the future. This will force some companies to upgrade their facilities to environmentally friendly ones. Companies which fail to adapt to the difference might end up being forced to shut down.
The tax money collected will be allocated to the local government's budgets for pollution control. Beijing, Tianjin, Hebei, Shanghai, among other regions, have the highest taxes, while Xinjiang, Liaoning, and Jilin have the lowest. The Central Economic Work Conference last month listed tackling pollution as one of the three tough battles that China aims to win in the next 3 years. For CRI, I'm Yang Guang.